We've also put out a series of videos that help translate some of our more complicated analysis, which we're going to play here, that will help reinforce the message and maybe a different point of view that will help make these concepts more digestible.
Receiving over 90% in a precinct is a marker for fraud. In Fulton County alone, we can see that more than 150 precincts voted 90% or more for Biden. In the statewide race that was decided by less than 13,000 votes, these 150 Fulton precincts alone accounted for 152,000 Biden votes. This is a clear indicator of suspicious or outright fraudulent activity. We've just seen a few examples of statistical irregularities and impossibilities. Now, we'll take a closer look at some vote manipulation within the election database, including explicit vote count switching from one candidate to another. You can see in Dodge County, there's a lot of strange activity going on. The left side of the screen shows incremental votes as they were reported for both election day and absentee. On the right, we can see the total vote counts, which should only be incremental, moving as the county reported in real time. Again, here we're focusing only on Donald Trump's votes. So this wouldn't necessarily be captured at the state totals as they're reported on TV, since one county's deduction in votes can be offset by another county's reporting of equal or greater votes. The first question you're going to want to ask or already have asked is, why are any bars going negative? And the answer is they shouldn't. Unbeknownst to the general public, votes for Donald Trump were being switched and removed from his total, which often coincided with other precinct updates that simultaneously offset deductions so that they appeared to remain neutral to outside observers. Across the three counties of Dodge, Daughtry, and Putnam, Trump has over 30,000 votes that simply disappear.